7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Boom, here we go. Okay, the current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. But we can't really jump in and do anything because we got to see what Pip is doing. Hi. Well, what do you think? Do you like it? Is it too small, or are you going to try to get in? Well, no, we're not going to go outside. We're not here to look at the door. We're here to look at this. Look at this. Do you like it? What do you think? I saw you go about halfway in. Do you want to check it out? Yeah, go in there. You want to see what happens? It gets really warm. It gets really warm. Okay, so here's what's going on. To make a long story short, I didn't go to bed too late, but I woke up at noon. I did not sleep well, and I could not figure out why I was not sleeping well. I couldn't sleep for more than about 45 minutes at a time. I kept waking up, and I turned over and I looked at the clock, and the clock was messed up. I couldn't read the LEDs. One of the LEDs was shorted out or something. And you know what that means? Ho, ho, ho. That means it's too cold. And so, yeah, it was cold. I couldn't get out of bed. I couldn't go to sleep. Let's turn the heat on. So now I'm going to bump the heat up to see what the cat does. Because what did I do last night before I went to bed? Well, before I went to bed, I took a cardboard box and I cut a hole in the side. I cut the flaps off the box. I turned the box upside down over one of the heat vents in my house. I put a blanket inside the box. And now, just seconds ago, probably about 2 minutes before Dubious Goals Committee started, Pippa discovered this box. And the reason I did this is because the last couple of days, she's been acting cold. Okay, now the heat's coming back on. Oh, you feel that? You feel that? Okay. So Pippa is now only seeing this for the first time, right now. This is the craziest part of it. When the heat comes on, this box sort of acts like a little heat tunnel.
It's the heat box for cats. What do you think? It's kitty sauna. This is for kitty, keeping kitties warm. And the cat, look, it's so nice.
Okay, the problem here is that the cat is now not wanting to go inside the kitty sauna.
You want to go in there? It's nice and warm for kitties. Get your kitty ass in there.
Well, when she first saw it, she went about halfway in, and then she backed out. And I'm beginning to think that this box may be a little bit too small, because it's... How big is it? Oh, it's about 22 centimeters tall, 25 centimeters wide, and, oh, let's see, 30, it's about 50 centimeters long. And I think it might just need to be a little bit bigger. The other thing is when the heat comes on, man, it's just, I noticed this last night after I made it. I was walking through the kitchen and I could feel it. And that's, let's see, 5 meters away. Because, of course, now this box directs the heat out of this heat tunnel.
Oh, look, Pippa, can you feel it? Oh, it's nice and warm. Oh, it's nice and warm. You want to get in there?
Oh, you can feel it? You're going to rub your face up against me instead of getting in your kitty sauna?
Look, you can get in there. It's nice and warm. It's nice and warm for a baby. And I put your favorite little red Banky in there.
All right, the cat is not going into the kitty sauna. The cat just keeps rubbing her face up against my knee.
Oh, hi. Hello.
Look at this good kitty. I made this kitty sauna for you. It's nice and warm. And I think the problem now is that there's too much wind. Oh, sure, it's nice and warm. But now there's a breeze. And now she's standing in front of the box and I can see her fur fluttering in the wind.
Look at that fun kitty sauna for you. That's a kitty box for you to be nice and warm.
What I'm hoping is that she'll go in there at some point in time when the heat isn't on, but the Benki will still be nice and warm, and she'll think, oh, this is nice and warm, and then she'll be in there sleeping, and then the heat will come on, and she'll realize, oh, this is great. Okay, so I guess we can start the show now. Let's go back downstairs. Where the hell's my tea? I think I left my tea downstairs. I'm drinking the green stuff today, the undifferentiated green tea. I don't know what it is. It just says green tea on the side. And, well, that's not super informative, is it? But what I want right now is not information. I don't need the information about the tea. I just need the tea. And it's looking good. And now we shall drink it. Oh, it's good. It's hot. Oh, it's hot. Hot, hot. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, hot, 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 hot tea. Good hot tea. Oh, it's good. It's hot. It's delicious. It's yummy. It's absolutely everything I need in a cup of tea right now. Okay, so yeah, as I mentioned, I didn't sleep very well. I kept waking up. I couldn't fall back asleep. Couldn't figure out why until I realized, oh, I can't sleep because it's too cold. And I'm, yeah, so everything was really sketchy. I better not take a nap today. Otherwise, I'm going to be up until dawn. Oh, God, I hope my sleep schedule doesn't get messed up, because I've been doing so good holding it together, but it's starting to come apart. And that happens. That happens when it gets really cold like this. And it got cold, and so I had weird dreams, and in one of the weird dreams I had, I was somehow back in school, but it might have been college, and somebody said, here, take these bowls. And so I grabbed this stack of bowls, and they were, you know, like soup bowls, kind of like small soup bowls. And I had to take them to a cafeteria or somewhere. And I was standing in this giant room. It must have been like a lunchroom or something. And there was people there, like working. And I was having anxiety of thinking, okay, who am I supposed to give these bowls to? When suddenly I realized, hey, it smells like pineapple in here. And then I woke up. So that's weird. It's weird that I can smell pineapple in my dreams. And I don't know what that was about. That was just weird. You know, a lot of people have anxiety dreams about being back in school. And they didn't do their homework. Or there's a surprise test. Or they're in their underwear. Okay, those are the standard school dreams. No, me, in my dreams of school, I'm standing around with an armful of soup bowls. Noticing that it kind of smells like pineapple in here. That's weird. It smells like... Are we having pineapple for lunch? You know, now I kind of want pineapple. I don't know where I got pineapple in my dreams. Although, I should let you know that I do make an effort to constantly have pineapple juice in my refrigerator. And if we run up to my refrigerator right now, we will find 4 or 5 cans of pineapple juice. Now, I don't drink pineapple juice, no.
I just like to use it in my cooking. I like to marinate beef with it. With pineapple juice and Cabernet Sauvignon. This is absolutely true. I don't drink wine. I do not drink alcohol. I do not drink pineapple juice. But I have Cabernet Sauvignon and pineapple juice on hand at all times. Why? Because these are the two things that I always forget to buy. Whenever I'm super hungry and I want to eat a steak or some beef or something, I always run out and get the steak and I buy some onions and some peppers and some other vegetables and, you know, all kinds of stuff to stir fry together and go crazy. But I always forget the stuff for the marinade. And the marinade is pretty much 50-50 just pineapple juice and Cabernet Sauvignon. Try this sometime. Just try this sometime. Get yourself like a flank steak or get whatever cut of meat you're into. Cut it up into thin strips for stir frying. Okay, rinse it. And then marinate it. Marinate it in Cabernet Sauvignon and pineapple juice, equal parts. On occasion, I will throw like maybe a spoonful of vinegar in there to give it a little extra bite. And then after about 20 minutes, let it marinate for 20 minutes. You can go longer if you want, but it doesn't really make a difference. I used to be one of those people who thought, oh, I gotta marinate stuff for as long as possible. So I would plan days ahead and marinate meat for a day or two ahead of time, trying to get that ultimate flavor. And then I heard at one point in time that it doesn't matter, and all you gotta do is marinate your meat for 20 minutes. Any longer doesn't really do you any good. And I said, well, that can't be right. My personal experience tells me otherwise. So one day when I was hungry and decided I needed to eat some stir-fried beef, I said, oh, I'm going to do an experiment to see if this is actually true or not. And so I got like 2 or 3 days worth of food. A big flank steak or something. And I marinated all the meat at once. But after 20 minutes, I took out a daily serving and I cooked that up. And I let the rest of the meat marinate for another 24 hours. And I ate the beefy stir-fried vegetable goodness. And I said, yeah, oh, yummy, so delicious. That was pretty good. And then the next day, I made the exact same thing using the exact same recipe, the exact same everything, except the meat was marinated for, you know, 23 hours and 40 minutes longer, and I couldn't tell the difference. I was shocked. I was shocked, I tell you. And that's why I only marinate the meat for about 20 minutes these days. Although that usually ends up being like half an hour or a little bit longer, because what I normally do is I'll start prepping my lunch before Dubious Goals Committee. And then let the meat marinate during Dubious Goals Committee, and then eat my lunch, that's right, after Dubious Goals Committee. All I can say is I'm glad I went to the store last night, because it is cold. I am feeling a little bit cold. I've got to put my feet under the blanket. Okay, so if it's going to be cold, what are we going to listen to? Oh, I best, I can speak English today, too. Otaken. Isn't it? 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 Oh, such awesome stuff. That was Otakun, my favorite indigenous Siberian people's music group. Oh, such a great band. And I know what you're thinking. Tobe, you only like them because it's a bunch of beautiful girls. No, they're a great band. The fact that, you know, there's some beautiful girls involved, that's incidental at best. But I have to admit that I do love their regalia. If you watch some of the music videos from Otakun, and I highly recommend that you do this, they're awesome because the girls like to wear their traditional regalia. And it's amazing. It's beautiful. It's some of the coolest stuff I've ever seen. But, you know, if it's kind of a cold day, then they're going to wear leggings. And since it's kind of a cold day in Siberia sometimes, you know, they got the modern leggings on. So they got these leggings, these tights that are like neon colors of swirly swooshes and hearts and all this kind of psychedelic colors. And strangely enough, this goes really well with this traditional stuff that they're wearing. It's just great. I cannot get enough. And when I say I cannot get enough, I mean, we're going to have to play some more. We just heard the song Genesis. And do we want to go with Storm? Or do we want to go with Legend? It seems like I played Storm last week. So this is Legend by Otakun.
Idem, cheated their band, cheated their band, cheated their band.
Oh, yes. I love this band so much. And I'm so jealous of them. Because they get to be some cool ethnicity. And I'm just a boring old stupid white middle-aged heterosexual man. I'm the root cause of all problems in this world. And I feel terrible. Why can't I belong to a tribe? Why can't I have cool clothes? There are days when I hate being me. Again. Okay, everything has just failed. This does get on my nerves. Okay, so looks like what happened here? Did some batteries die? Was there a bad connection? Or is this just the cable company screwing everything up again? Okay, all right. If this is how this is gonna go, let's just get up. So, all right, what are we gonna do? Let's walk around in my house for a while. Let's try to find something to do now that we can't do anything. Oh, look at this. Here's some more tea. Maybe I should pour some. Oh, doesn't that look delicious? All right. So, yeah. Oh, yeah. Gonna have to make some more tea soon. Wait. Grab the teapot and the teacup. Okay, so here's what we do. We're gonna have to make some lunch soon and some tea soon. So let's put the teacup in the teacup pocket because I am wearing the teacup pocket shirt today. Close this door behind me so the cat doesn't get in there, even though the cat's sleeping over there where I'm supposed to be sitting. Why does the cat sleep in the spot where I'm sitting, where I'm supposed to be sitting? I don't sit in the place where she's supposed to be sleeping, so clearly what we have here is a lack of communication. All right, put this stuff down. Hey. I just noticed something. very foggy outside. Not only is it cold, it's cold and cloudy. It's also very foggy. Oh, that's lovely. All right, so what am I doing? Am I making tea or am I making lunch? Probably should start to think about making lunch. Now, here's what's weird. I do have a few breads left over. I have 1, 2, 3, 4 slices of bread. And this is the steakhouse twist from the local bakery. And I prefer the steakhouse twist over the regular twist. And last night when I was at the store, I was going to grab another loaf of steakhouse twist when I realized, hey, maybe I should grab the pane di casa. And so I did. So now I got this other loaf of bread, pane di casa, from the same bakery. It's not quite the same bread. It's a little bit different, and it's a little bit bigger, and it's not twist. And so it's normal shaped for making sandwiches. That's the problem with using the twist or the steakhouse twist for making sandwiches, because the bread is flat and it's misshapen and it's kind of weird. And so you got a lot of sandwich stuff hanging out over the bread. In an effort to reduce bread overhang, I've decided to introduce the pane di casa to my lunchtime routine to see if that does anything. I actually like this bread too. I like all the breads from this particular bakery. I just wish I could get some loaves from the competition. Also, I got these. Oh, what's in the bag? What's in the bag, Tobe? Is it cheesy poofs? No, it's corn chips. So I'm going to have corn chips with my sandwich. It's going to be delicious. And I will tell you how delicious on a future episode of The Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC, but now it's over. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.